Well, guys, we're back. I've missed you oh so much. We haven't released a new episode since January, which in and of itself is crazy. I know the past few months have felt insane in a lot of ways and that our world has gone through quite a bit. But I bring the podcast back today on its second anniversary to really share with you my hope. Is that we can start to reclaim conversation together, that we can meet each other at a table and have a conversation that pushes us forward and lets us become better people, that we can see past our differences and learn to have empathy and understanding for one another. And that's what this podcast is about. Today, I'm going to sit down with my buddy Zach Mueller, who's going to interview me. If you remember, Zach was one of our first guests on the podcast way back in the day. And Zach sits down, he interviews me, and we talk about the direction that the show is going and the hope I have for this upcoming season. Other than that, guys, hey, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, please go ahead and give us a like, a follow, a share, all that fun stuff. Really, rating and reviewing the podcast does help tremendously. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, because this podcast now lives on YouTube, which is super exciting, if you could do me a favor and click that like button and subscribe button, that would mean the world to me. Other than that, guys, thank you oh so much for being here. Thank you for listening. And let's just jump into it. The Coffee with Craft podcast.
Welcome to Coffee with Craft.
All right. So, Craft, how you doing? Where you been?
I died. Metaphorically speaking,
really?
Quarantine happened since we've last done a podcast. Coronavirus happened.
I was gonna say, yeah, where have you been since like January?
I don't know. There was an impeachment somewhere in there.
Attempted, alleged.
Alleged. Well, he was impeached. The Senate just denied it. So I don't know. It felt like I made a podcast at the beginning of the year, Zach, where I said, maybe it's not your weekend and maybe 2019 sucked for you, but maybe it's going to be your year. And maybe 2020 will be the year where stuff takes off for you. And I could not have been more wrong.
2020 knocked at the door and said, allow us to introduce ourselves.
2020 walked in and like kicked the trash can in the middle of the room and said, what's up? I'm here to party and annoy all of you. Like, It's the person at the party who tries too hard. That's 2020 right now.
Oof. Sounds like my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So what's been going on with you then since you haven't been doing new episodes?
So I, like everybody else, quarantine changed everything for me. I've done very little student ministry stuff because my 9-to-5 job is I am a student pastor. But I have done so much online stuff for my church. Like I was the primary filmer, editor, and guy who knew how to do anything tech. So I have led a church into the digital age now, which is very interesting and weird. And I did it. And so that took up a huge chunk of my time. Other than that, I have been messing around with YouTube. I got a YouTube channel started. Kind of. It's there. The podcast now lives on YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, hey, what's up? Hit that like button. All that fun stuff. So yeah, I mean, quarantine just kind of happened. Life just kind of happened. And I've just been living in this space where it's like, oh, hey, everything kind of sucked for a minute. And I needed time to process, I think, like a lot of other people. And so I kind of took March, April and May to really process through some stuff. And of course, as I processed through some stuff, the podcast came into that, and here we are today.
Nice. So talk about then this kind of new direction that you're thinking about, this new focus that you're thinking about for the show. What kind of brought you to this point? Why are you thinking of changing up a little?
So, man, you remember back when I started Coffee with Craft, right? 2 years ago. Can you believe it's been 2 years?
Gosh, it's been 2 years?
Yeah, 28 episodes in 2 years, which is insane. I thought this thing would only go for like 3 episodes, to be honest with you.
Man, I remember recording one of those first episodes there.
You were literally the second episode, which is why I thought it was fitting that you interview me today. But
dun, 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 dun.
But literally, man, like when I started this show, I had no general direction at all. If you remember my life 2 years ago, it was like in shambles. I was coming off of major anxiety. I was coming off a huge job change. I was coming off of moving cities into my apartment, which I still live in. And like everything like rapidly was like boom, 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 change for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I had this Blue Yeti microphone and I had this idea for a long time to start a podcast. And so I finally just did it on a random Wednesday. I recorded the first episode of Coffee with Craft and I ended up releasing it on a Friday. And literally just, I didn't have a marketing strategy. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything other than I'm going to release a podcast, which anyone who will tell you anything about creative work will tell you that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
like anyone who will tell you, that. Huh?
I said, I won't sugarcoat that.
No, it was a bad idea. Right. So like anyone who does anything will be like, you just decided one day to do it. Yep. And how'd that work out for you? Well, apparently people keep showing up and listening, so it's not that terrible of an idea, but the podcast struggled through those first few episodes. They were such growing pains. Such great people like came on, right? So like you came on, our friend DJ came on, our friend Roger came on, our friend Sierra came on. Those were some fantastic episodes. Great content lives in all of those episodes. But man, the first like 10 episodes or so of the show, like they were growing pains. I hate episode 1. Like it's just me talking to a microphone. And it's bad. That's why, like, I have vowed to never do a solo episode again. So that's why Zach is here, because this needs to be more of a conversation. But man, dude, like everything, like there was no direction for the show and there was no idea of where I wanted to go. And so a lot of Coffee with Craft at the very beginning, and honestly, the first 27 episodes have been figuring it out along the way, you know? I think you can attest to that. Like the very beginning, I had no idea where I was going, right?
Right. You kind of just have this idea and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do the thing because I can do the thing.
Yeah. And like you literally came over after work one day and we just said, all right, what are we going to talk about?
which made for great conversation. Cause I mean, that's kind of the whole gist of what you wanted to do was just like, all right, coffee and conversations. What would we normally talk about? Around a cup of coffee. PG, of course.
Right. And I think, man, that is, and as the podcast developed and grew and became something different, I wanted to lean into this idea that when we meet each other at the table, whether it's a table for coffee, a table for food, a table for a drink, whatever it might be, when we meet each other at the table, right, there is something that allows your guard to go down. 9 out of 10 times, you know, there's something about having a cup of coffee in your hand that makes you a little more vulnerable and a little more open. And that's what's so unique even about like coffee shop culture is that that's the place you go to have a conversation, you know, like when you text a friend, you go, hey, can we meet up for here for a conversation? Or if you're a real hipster, you go to a craft bar. But that's what people do, right? Like, and so Coffee with Craft has really morphed into this idea. And this is the tagline, and this is the direction I really want to take things for the future. Is that Coffee with Craft is a space where we have intentional conversations that allow us to grow and become better people and leave us thinking differently than when we first arrived. Does that make sense?
Mic drop.
Mic drop. Yeah. Because, dude, so much of our world nowadays, right? Like, we don't have conversations anymore. We just disagree with each other and fight each other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you just hop on the front page of Reddit for 5 minutes and you'll lose all hope in the rest of society.
Not even just Reddit anymore, right? Like, get on Twitter, get on Facebook.
Oh,
like,
gross, yes.
you make one Facebook status. I made a Facebook status that I did not think would be controversial at all.
It should.
I was very kind. I was very considerate. And I even, like, addressed people who thought differently than me and said, hey, I get it if you think differently than me. But here is where I land on this, and here is what I'm urging you to do. And dear Lord, you would have thought I opened the gates of hell themselves. And, dude, it didn't even matter, like, on the spectrum of politics at that point. Whether you were on the right or the left, people on that status both went at each other.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't even something that, like, affected people's humanity or dignity. It's not like you were disagreeing with a person's existence. This was literally just an objective, like, thing. And right. People were just like, how dare you attack my firstborn? And it's like, my dude.
My dude. Exactly. And I think that's where it's so eye-opening to me, because everything in our culture today is polarized to the point to where if you disagree with me, you're automatically against me, which I don't buy into. I think that's bull. Like, so much, you know? Mm-hmm. How much do me and you disagree on, right?
I was going to say, I feel like we disagree on a decent amount, on a healthy amount.
On a healthy amount. But we don't let that affect our friendship, and we don't let that affect our viewpoint of each other.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I think that's where people have, like, messed up, is that we've forgotten what it means to talk things out, have healthy dialogue, where if you disagree with me, I don't just revert to calling you names or throwing memes at you, right?
Right.
Because even though they're funny, they're not helpful. Right. Well, like, instead, right, we've created a culture where we're just going to fight one another and just sit in our stubbornness and not listen to each other's stories. Mm-hmm. And that hurts my heart. Because despite the fact that everybody is wrong on something at some point in their lives, and despite the fact that there are things people hold opinions of that are blatantly abhorrent and evil and things of those natures, man, we have forgotten that on the other side of an opinion, on the other side of a viewpoint, on the other side of something else is a person with a real life and real experiences that have dictated that opinion. And instead of meeting them with empathy, we meet them with hatred. And Coffee with Craft, I want it to be a place where we meet each other with empathy and not hatred anymore. And I want us to start reclaiming dialogue in a huge way. Does that make sense?
Mic drop number two.
Mic drop number two. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, it sounds like you've got at least, you know, a good guide, a good direction you want to go. You may have signed a death wish if you want to do that in 2020, but
sign a death wish.
Or at least it feels that way. I mean, no, joking aside, I mean, you're right. And that's exactly what, you know, the point of having conversation or having, you know, coffee shop conversations of. It's like, meet in a neutral middle ground and let's just talk. Because you're right. I mean, so many people have just kind of lost sight of that. And so many people are just like, very, very much it feels like Anakin and Obi-Wan. You've turned her against me. You have done that yourself.
Right. It's that, like, that scene. You're right, though. It's that scene in Star Wars Episode 3, right? Where, like, they clash on ideals. And instead of figuring out how to come together, it's an us versus them, right? Two people that were brothers, right, who loved each other dearly, turned against each other because they both placed their ideals on a pedestal. And a lot of other stuff happened there. Anakin did kill a bunch of children. But but at the end of the day, right, like the root of it, right, like the ideology stands true. And I think the analogy stands true is that we have placed our principles on a pedestal and have forgotten about each other.
Exactly. We all have armchair PhDs now.
Dude, I armchair PhD. It's probably better than my actual degree, but can I make those jokes? Ooh. I'm making those jokes. It's quarantine. I'm a little spicy.
Listen, it's quarantine and we lost our undergrad. So yeah, I think we can make those jokes.
Welcome to Coffee with Kraft Chai Latte Edition. It's just a tad spicy. I'm joking.
I love this though. Because yeah, I mean, real life is spicy, you know?
It is. It's not something that is sugar coated, but it's also, man, I think at the end of the day, we have to be better at listening to one another. And we mm-hmm. have to be better at understanding one another. And so that's why I rebranded the podcast. And we've done a lot in the behind the scenes over the past few months to really prepare for this relaunch. I talked to a lot of people about the direction that I wanted to bring the show. I talked to a lot of people about my thoughts behind the relaunch, and I put a lot of effort into recording a lot of episodes. And if you notice, we have a very beautiful graphic now that I paid quite a bit of money for to get a very professional person to design it. And so that's amazing. And so, dude, it's just a lot of work's gone into this because I really do believe in the foundation of this direction, that when we sit and we meet each other halfway to listen to one another's stories, real growth can happen, whether I disagree with you or not. And so, yeah, it's where I'm going. It's where we're heading.
So knowing all of that, then what can we expect from your upcoming episodes that you've poured a lot of yourself into?
Yeah, so dude, I'm super glad you asked that. So obviously this is the relaunch episode. Thank you for being here, really appreciate it. We're talking about the whole new story, but we have next week's episode is super exciting. My buddy Markel, our mutual friend Markel, sits down at the table with us and we talk about his perspective of being a Black pastor in a white church. Because that's a perspective that's not often talked about. And he really wanted to bring that conversation forward. And guys, when I tell you it's an amazing conversation, it's an amazing conversation. Like, I can't wait for you to hear about it. We sit down with another guy. His name is Alec. He is a clinical health counselor. And we talk about overcoming anxiety. Because especially nowadays, right, in our world, it feels like anxiety is rampant. And it feels like the mental health conversation has been brought to the forefront. But even though it's been brought to the forefront, there's not a lot of information on what do we do with it. And so Alec is really great at helping break down of what's it look like to start overcoming anxiety and addressing it in our personal life. This next person, dude, I reached out to this awesome, awesome writer. Her name is Zuli. She writes about so many cool things on Medium. It's where I blog. If you follow me for a long time, Zuli has like 12,000 followers on Medium. She has like a 5,000 following on YouTube, 4,000 or 5,000 following on YouTube. And she is just fantastic. And she loves helping young writers. And so we have an episode that's all about helping you begin to kind of understand that you have a story and a perspective worth sharing. We got my buddy Michael hopping on, who is talking about this idea of like why it's important to know the direction you want your life to go in, even though we're not guaranteed tomorrow, right? And even though tomorrow is not guaranteed in a lot of ways, COVID has proven that. We get this amazing perspective from my buddy Michael, who shows up and says, hey, here's this idea of like why it's important to plan our lives. And yeah, so that's like the rundown of the first few episodes that are coming back. We got some other stuff in the pipeline that's really, really cool as well. We're sitting down with a TikTok youth pastor. And so,
oh my God,
I'm not even joking. This guy is so cool. He's got gauges that are bigger than my face. So pumped. We're sitting down with a person who was debt free by the time they turned 23, which is amazing. And we have like so many other amazing episodes that are just down in the pipeline. And so I am super excited for everything we've got going on. Dude, when I tell you the content this season is the best content I've probably ever created, I'm not lying. Like, I think this content and the people and the conversations we're having are this going to be so amazing that you won't want to miss a single episode.
I support that. Having known Eric for 10 years, I can successfully say, yeah, he's right.
Yeah. So, dude, it's going to be so good. Because at the end of the day, all I want to do is I want to bring people together to have intentional conversation like you would with a friend over coffee. And so that's what we're doing. Should be exciting. Should be good.
And if you're lactose intolerant, don't worry. We have dairy-free options.
We have dairy-free options. LOL. Well, I think that's all. I think that's all we've got for the first episode, man. I think that's all I really wanted to get across. Zach, any final thoughts about the upcoming season from your perspective as both the first guest on the podcast and a longtime listener?
Yeah, as a longtime listener, one of the first guests on the rebrand and a returning guest. This is going to be good. It's going to be spicy. And I think Eric's definitely got a good direction on this. I think it's definitely, I think it's something that a lot of us need to remember in the midst of a time when we're too busy to sit down and have coffee with friends, but we're not busy enough to bark at people on Twitter. I think this is a good reminder of, hey, take a break, slow down a little, grab a cup of coffee, talk about the things that matter.
Absolutely. Well, Zach, thanks so much for being here today. I'll go ahead and close this out. It still is my show. You may have got to put me in the hot seat today. This is still my show. As arrogant as ever. As Eric Gant as ever. Get it?
Oh, no. The puns.
The dad puns are real. But hey, I just want to say thank you, the listener, today for being with me for 2 years now. Guys, the journey we have built together over the past 2 years that has led to 1,500 downloads, that has led to this podcast being listened to all over the world. Seriously, New Zealand, Australia, places I never could have imagined people listening to this podcast on a regular basis because people shared it and have discovered it and wanted to listen to it blows my mind away each time. And so none of this would be possible if it wasn't for people like you who pull up a chair each week, who sit down and want to have a conversation on the Coffee with Craft podcast. And so I just want to say thank you for being a part of this journey. And I can't wait to see where it takes us. I'll see you next week.